Good afternoon. It's my privilege to be here today to kick off what at least we believe will be one of the greatest weekends in the history of the franchise, and also a major milestone in the history of sports in Jacksonville. As many of you have been aware for quite some time, Fulham Football Club, it's owned by Shad, will be here this weekend playing a game against DC United tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Fulham is part of our family, and that theme of family is an important part of what we're talking about today. And we will come back to it repeatedly throughout the remainder of today's presentation. Just in terms of the format, we'll have a number of speakers with prepared remarks, and then we'll have some Q&A from the stage following that, and then time for one-on-ones following that. If we can sort of ask for your cooperation on one thing, once the principals leave the dais, there's a few pictures we want to get in front of the step and repeat banner over to my left. So once that's over, then have at it in terms of one-on-ones. Of course, the match at 6 o'clock tomorrow night with Fulham versus DC United will be followed by a Carrie Underwood concert. And the showcase of tomorrow evening will be the unveiling of the world's largest video boards, which is something that a project that was started, a little bit over a year ago. And thanks to the strong commitment and cooperation from the mayor, the city council, and our partners that make the Jaguars possible, with Everbank at the head of that list, this project came together very, very quickly. And we're thrilled, first with the coverage over the weekend, front page in the New York Times, which felt wonderful about in terms of the attention it brought to this region and what a great place it is that we all live. And we expect even more of that tomorrow evening. Family. I mentioned earlier that Fulham is family. Well, like Fulham, Everbank is family. In fact, Everbank has been family to Jacksonville and to our community well before Shad's arrival in 2011. And today, those family ties will be strengthened with the good news that we're about to hear from the chairman and CEO of Everbank. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Clements.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be here today with you, with Shad, Mayor Brown, and Council President Yarborough. And I want to thank all of you for attending this press conference. 4 years ago, Everbank and the Jaguars began a partnership and an amazing journey for our company, the team, and the city of Jacksonville. We're now about to enter the fifth season of our original five-year agreement as the naming sponsor of the Jaguars' home, Everbank Field. I'm thrilled to announce today that Everbank, the Jaguars, and the city of Jacksonville have signed a new agreement to extend our partnership for another 10 years through the 2024 NFL season. Our original agreement was a significant milestone for Everbank, and the partnership that we've enjoyed with the Jaguars over these past 4 years has been fantastic, both on and off the field. Everbank has enjoyed significant growth and success in recent years. Since 2010, when we began our partnership with the Jaguars, our company has nearly doubled in size. Today, we are the largest bank based in Florida with more than 3,200 employees. Along the way, we took the company public and are now listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Today, we're truly a nationwide company with clients, business operations, and associates from coast to coast. Our headquarters and heritage are here in Jacksonville, but our business spans the country. The NFL and the Jaguars are premier brands, and our association with the Jaguars has been a key part of our marketing strategy these past 4 years, and has helped elevate our brand name not only here in Florida, but all across the country. Our partnership with the Jaguars also extends far beyond EverBank Field. Over the years, we've had the pleasure of partnering with the team on many efforts to serve our community. As an example, working with HabitJax, the local chapter of Habitat for Humanity, EverBank and the Jaguars have built 4 new homes for deserving Jacksonville families. Our Jaguar for a Day program, which benefits community pets care, provides a unique opportunity for a young person in the program's care to come to EverBank Field with family members and experience what it's like to be a part of the Jaguars team. EverBank and the Jaguars have also been able to provide truly unique experiences for fans. The EverBank Fantasy Football Lounge is located on the club levels here at EverBank Field, enable fans to keep track of games and their favorite players from around the league. We've also sponsored sweepstakes that have brought fans to the NFL Draft and Pro Bowl, and we're currently running a promotion to send 2 fans to London this fall to watch the Jaguars play Dallas. And our EverBank on the Prowl sweepstakes gives fans an opportunity to lead the Jaguars onto EverBank Field every game day. As you can see, our partnership is heavily integrated, and our sponsorship of EverBank Field is one very important way EverBank continues to support our hometown of Jacksonville and is part of our commitment to the city and efforts to revitalize the city's central core. I want to thank Mayor Brown for his partnership and continued leadership to make Jacksonville a vibrant community and a great place for organizations like the Jaguars and EverBank to thrive. And thanks to Council President Yarbrough for his leadership and the partnership of the City Council. And I also want to thank Chad for his leadership and vision for the team at EverBank Field. We began our association with the Jaguars in 2010 with the Weaver family, and we've had such a great ongoing relationship with the team, both with the Weavers and under Chad's ownership. Mark, Scott, Gus, Dave, and all the other members of the Jaguars leadership team have been great business and community partners for EverBank. All of us at EverBank can't wait for the season to begin and for fans to see and experience the incredible enhancements that the Jaguars and the city have made to EverBank Field. I certainly expect to see all of you here soon wearing your bathing suits and bringing your EverBank Field pool towels, which I believe we have for you as you walk out. Make sure you pick up a towel. Needless to say, we are incredibly proud of our partnership with the Jaguars, and we look forward to another 10 great years, of sponsoring EverBank Field. Thank you. And now I'd like to turn things over to my good friend, Chad Khan.
Thanks, Rob, for those kind words, and I'm going to be trying out one of those pool towels this afternoon, okay? So I'll give you a full report, but Rob, thank you for the kind words, and I join you in saluting Wayne and Dolores Weaver for the partnership they established here with EverBank before my arrival. The Jaguars fans all over have been beneficiary of the partnership, and I'm proud to tell my fellow NFL owners and fans all over that EverBank Field is the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank, for me, is the perfect partner for us. They share a local, national, and an international vision, a vision to serve Jacksonville at its best. Rob, thank you for seeing it that way, too, with us, and Mayor and Clay. Here at the Jaguars, I must thank Mark Lamping, Scott Massey, I'm not sure where Scott is, oh, there you are, Scott, and Mega, don't see her, but they did all the heavy lifting, and, you know, thank you for getting it done. This is a new era, and this is about making Jacksonville, Jaguars, and EverBank Field the very best. And thanks to companies like EverBank, we're going to make it happen. And speaking of making things happen, it's my honor to introduce a man to you who shares my vision and ambition for Jacksonville. Please welcome the Honorable Mayor Alvin Brown.
thank you, Shad, for that kind introduction. To Rob Clemens, Mark Lamping, Council President Clay Yarbrough, Councilman Anderson, Councilman Bishop, Councilman Clark, Councilwoman Lori Boyer, Councilman Redmond. Did I get everybody? Let's applaud them for their commitment. And Councilman Jim Love, thank you so much. What a great day. What great news. I want to thank Shad Khan and Mark Lamping and the entire Jaguars organization for their continued commitment and investment in Jacksonville. We're all looking forward to tomorrow night's triple header, the soccer match between Fulham FC and DC United, the concert with country music superstar Carrie Underwood, and the unveiling of the world's largest video scoreboards featured in last Sunday's New York Times. I can't wait for this weekend. Shad, this event is yet another terrific example of how you've brought new energy and excitement to Jacksonville. It just keeps getting bigger and better all the time. And today's announcement that the momentum keeps getting stronger because of your vision and leadership for the Jaguars, but also for Jacksonville. Like the Jaguars, EverBank is another great hometown institution. In his 17 years as chairman and CEO, Rob Clemens has led the company to spectacular success. EverBank is not only one of Jacksonville's top employer, it's also a great corporate citizen. And EverBank has demonstrated a strong commitment to downtown Jacksonville. The company's decision to relocate over 1,500 jobs to the heart of our city has been a huge boost for downtown. Rob, thank you so much for your leadership and vision of it. It shows the kind of vision that he's always had as a CEO for EverBank, a true vision that's global in its reach, believing and investing in Jacksonville but around the country. That same vision was evident in EverBank's original decision to sponsor the naming rights of our stadium. And it's evident again today with EverBank's agreement to continue its sponsorship for the next 10 years. This is about a real investment and partnership in Jacksonville. It also reaffirms our city's success and product partnership with two great hometown, homegrown institutions, EverBank and the Jaguars. This stadium is one of the premier beneficiaries of that partnership. It's a signature destination, a world-class facility, newly enhanced and upgraded to provide the very best fan experience. This stadium is also one of Jacksonville's most valuable assets. It's valuable not just because it's a venue for NFL football. It's also a showcase for the annual Florida and Georgia game and another major events like the record-breaking U.S. Men's National Soccer Match and the recent Country Superfest concert. Rob recognizes this value. Just like Shad Khan, he knows a good investment when he sees one. That's what both of them see in this stadium. That's what both of them see in the Jaguars. And that's what both of them see in Jacksonville. We appreciate their long-term vision and commitment, not only to the future of the stadium and the Jaguars, but also for the future of Jacksonville. I look forward to working with the Jaguars to realize this additional revenue, as we know that the Jaguars is here to stay. It's going to be a great opportunity for our city to continue to take Jacksonville to the next level. And Jerry Jones, eat your heart out. We have the largest scoreboard in the world. Go Jags! And with that excitement and enthusiasm, I want to bring up someone who is a team player, a great partner to work with, my good friend, City Council President Clay Yarbrough. Let's welcome him as he comes.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I was very honored by the invitation to participate today, and on behalf of the Jacksonville City Council and several of my colleagues who are who are here today. Just wanted to thank you for the opportunity. Shad, Mr. Lamping, thank you. Mayor and Mr. Clements, thank you for the opportunity to be here with you today. I think these distinguished gentlemen have said the main points and told you, of course, why we're here, which everyone knows, and said the highlights. Just wanted to echo, though, that the city really does take its relationship with the Jaguars and with EverBank with regard to the stadium, and also it as a great corporate partner, as being a model example of what we can truly do when we work together and we can bring about greater economic development opportunities in our city by using this partnership as an example to others as we seek to attract more jobs. Mark put the emphasis on families and future generations of our city. That is the type of thing that we need to be working on, and we as a council and we as a city strive to do each day, and thank you for your support of that. A lot of excitement this weekend. Everyone is excited about tomorrow. We're excited to see the scoreboards unveiled. The City Council looks forward to getting this new proposal in its hands so it can review it, and I'm sure just like we did a few years ago with EverBank, we'll work through the fine print and we'll get a deal approved that will be best for everyone. But we're very excited, though. Thank you for the opportunity to partner specifically for another 10 years, Rob, with the bank and with you to make this a great thing for Jacksonville. So we're all excited. It's good for business. It's a great day for Jacksonville, and we look forward to more great things. Thank you very much. Thank you.